And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the world, and I'm not biased. Welcome back to Wrestling Mindset, Mindset Monday live. We are live on two forms of media. We have our call that's live right now, and we also have our Facebook live stream. So thank you all for calling. Great stuff. So another edition of Mindset Monday. So before we start, I want to make sure everyone knows that the most important part of mindset training is actually doing the work. You ask anyone what percentage of wrestling is mental and physical, and everyone throws out a high number. Everyone says the sport's 80 or 90% mental, but they're training 90% physical. So you don't have to be a mathematician to see that there's a problem there. If you want to be better mentally, you need to start training your mind. You have to start bridging that gap. And this Mindset Monday is an introduction to mindset training. This is not the mindset training itself. I want you to start thinking of mindset training the same way you look at strength training and technique, okay? So strength training, you don't think about lifting weights. You don't think about doing push-ups or sit-ups or pull-ups. You actually get down on the ground and you do the push-ups. You actually put the weight on your back and you squat. You don't just think about it. It's the same thing with drilling your moves. You don't just think about practicing your moves. Don't get me wrong, visualization is a great thing. But you actually practice. You drill your moves. You practice the technique over and over. It's active participation. When you're listening to me in this call, as great as that is, that's not active participation. So we've designed a wrestling mindset training manual where you actually go through these worksheets and these mindset workouts, these mindset exercises that are geared towards getting you to the next level. A lot of people don't realize this. There's a systematic way to be more confident. There's a systematic way to relax under pressure. There are effective things to focus on. There are ineffective things to focus on. And we need to be taught that. It's not common knowledge. This stuff doesn't just it doesn't just pop into your head. It's something that needs to be taught, just like you learn different moves, just like you learn different tips and tricks in the weight room to get stronger, build a better physique. It's the same thing with mindset. We need to learn. So we put together this program. It's all very wrestling specific, and we've studied the best in the world. You know, sadly, most people are going to be average. If you want to be successful, you have to study the best people. You have to think, how do the best wrestlers in the world think? How do the best athletes in the world think? How do the happiest people in the world think? How do the richest people in the world think? How do the holiest people in the world think? Strive for the best. If you shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll still be among the stars. That's a famous Dad Zanetti line right there. You have to aim high. If you're going to think anyway, you might as well think big. We're all thinking, right? We all have to think anyway. Why not think big? So focusing on the right things. There's a systematic way to get more confident, to relax, and to build mental toughness. If you're like me, I've heard from every coach that I ever had, just believe in yourself. Just be confident. Okay, well, how do I be confident? How do I believe in myself? Or just be mentally tough. All right, well, how do I be more mentally tough? Just relax. Just calm down. How do I calm down? This is exactly what we do. So if you like what you're hearing, if you're looking to take your mindset to the next level, make sure you do our one-on-one mindset program. Go to our website, wrestlingmindset.com, and at least sign up for your free trial. A free trial session, one-on-one. You get one of our mindset coaches. They'll take you through the main philosophies of the program and the common red flags that we fall into, and we get to work on solving the problem. What's the definition of insanity? You've heard it many times. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. If we're saying the sport's 90% mental and we're training 90% physical, we need to bridge that gap. This is an introduction. It all starts with this. Now we take it to the next level, and just like we do our push-ups, sit-ups, and pull-ups, just like we do our technique drilling, we have to do our mindset training. We have to do our mindset workouts, and that's exactly what we're going to give you. Okay, topic of the night, mental toughness. How to build the ultimate mental toughness in wrestling, in school, and in life. I know we get a lot of callers now who haven't been a lot of people on here who aren't wrestlers. So this is a broad lesson, but it has a lot to do with wrestling too, believe me. You look at the most mentally tough people in the world. I think about who are the greatest warriors, the Spartans,
the Samurai, the Aztecs, the Apache, the Vikings, the U.S. military, the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, the martyrs, the early martyrs of the Christian faith. These are the greatest warriors of all time. What do they all have in common? Sounds funny. It's like, what do the martyrs and, like, you know, the Apache have in common? I'll tell you what they have in common. They all know what they believe, and they're willing to die for it. They know what they believe, and they're willing to die for it. That's what the greatest warriors have in common. Mental toughness starts there. We have to know what we believe, and we have to be willing to put it all on the line. You got to know what that is first. So the most mentally tough people, they know who they are. They know what their values are. They know where they're at. They know what they believe. They know what their non-negotiables are. That's so important. Most people are just floating around, and they just follow the crowd. Like I said, sadly, most people are going to be average. So if you just keep looking around at what your friends are doing, even a lot of your teammates, you're probably going to be average. You have to start studying the very best people. You have to transcend the group of people you're around, knowing what you believe, willing to die for it. Okay, and chances are we're probably not going to be called to die for it. Okay, but the point is, know who you are. And this is why you see some of the richest people in the world, some of these Hollywood stars and some of these great athletes, they have all this money, they have all the outer trappings of success, and they're not happy. How could it be that these celebrities, they have so much money, they have this power, this influence on people, everyone loves them, they make everyone laugh, and they're still not happy? Drugs, depression, suicide, they're not happy. Why does that happen? It has a lot to do with the fact that we live in a very relativistic society, and it's just like we just follow the masses. It can't be like that. You have to know who you are. And I would venture to say that I really believe that you look at these successful people, they keep getting more success, they keep getting more money, because they think that's going to define them. They think by winning more, by making more money, by being more successful, by getting more fans, getting more respect, it's going to make them happier. You're working backwards. It ain't going to happen. You got to know who you are first. You got to have that base. Almost anyone will say, you know, be the total package, spirit, mind, and body. Spirit, mind, and body. We use that as almost like a catchphrase, like a punchline, but it's very real. Our pyramid is spirit on the bottom, mind, and then body at the top. It's just in general. You look at spirit, mind, and body, and most people, what they do is they cover up the spiritual part, knowing who we are, knowing what we believe, knowing our faith and morals, whatever that is. I'm not here telling you what to believe here. We could do that at the spiritual strength call in an hour, where we could talk more about the faith. That's not the main point of this call right here. I'm saying right now, you better know what you believe. You better know your personal faith. You better know your morals. You better know who you are. What does that have to do with you as a wrestler? What does that have to do with you as a student, or you as a parent, or you as a teacher, or you as a salesperson, or whatever it is that you do? Everything. Life is going to get hard. You're going to lose matches. You're going to do bad on a test. You're going to lose your job. Life's going to come in. Bad things are going to happen. You know, things with our family, our friends. Life's going to come in and poke holes at your pyramid, and if you don't have a solid foundation, you're doomed to fail. So if you know who you are first, you're going to be much more likely to succeed. Because if we don't know who we are, and we live in a very competitive society, if we don't know who we are, if we lose, it's a terrible thing. If we don't get that job, it's a terrible thing. If we fail, if we do bad on that test, it's horrible. If this person rejects us, we're no good, because we're not built on that. We don't have the spirit. We're not built on the spirit. Mathematically, that pyramid, a pyramid can only be as high as its base. Mathematically, a pyramid's only as high as its base. So if that spiritual foundation, our faith, our morals, knowing who we are, knowing what we believe, if it's not built strongly there, it's going to collapse. Eventually, it's going to collapse. So we need to know who we are. And when we know who we are, there's less pressure on us. So we could put our head down and we could run hard towards our goals. If we put too much pressure on ourselves, if we don't know who we are, it's scary losing. Failing, making mistakes, getting made fun of, that becomes a terrible thing. We can't have that. If we want to be successful, we can't get pulled down when people make fun of us, when people put us down, when people criticize, blame, complain, when we do bad, when we make mistakes. We have to be able to push right through that. It all starts with knowing who you are and knowing what you believe. So this is what I want to bring to you. Let's say we have a $20 bill right here. Nice, crisp $20 bill. So if I asked all of our callers can see this, and you could even do this. It even makes a better point when you pull out the $100 bill. How many people want the $20 bill? If I ask the whole group, how many people want the $20 bill? You start to see some thumbs up. You start to see some likes. Most people want the $20 bill. Now I ask you this question. What if I crumbled up the $20 bill? We had a nice, neat $20 bill, and I crumbled it up. Who still wants the $20 bill? Who still wants the 20? It's all crumbled up. It's a mess. You still want the $20 bill? I see the thumbs going up. People still want the money. Why do you still want the money when it's crumbled up? Intrinsic value. Remember that word, intrinsic value. Even though this bill is crumbled up right now, it's still worth $20. Now, what if I took the same $20 bill? I threw it on the ground. But let's say the ground was muddy. Let's say there was dirt all over the ground. And I started mushing my foot with it, mushing it into the ground. Dirty, muddy, it's all ripped up. Who still wants the $20 bill? You still want it? Let's say it's $100. Who wants that $100 bill? Thumbs up. I'm seeing it. We still want the money. We still want the money. Why is it that even when the $20 bill is crumbled up, thrown on the dirty floor, mushed in the mud, you still want it? The answer is intrinsic value. No matter what happens to that dollar bill, unless it's a chemical change, of course, but as long as the dollar bill remains intact, no matter how dirty or muddy or crumbled up it is, it's still worth $20. How much are you as a person worth more than that $20? You're worth way more than the $100, worth more than the $1,000, the millions of dollars. Every life is sacred. We're a reflection of the living God. We're created in the image and likeness of God. Pure value is way beyond that money. And everyone still wanted the money when it was all crumbled up. It has to do with intrinsic value. So when you get made fun of by people, when you do bad on a test, when you lose a wrestling match, you get laid off of your job, you hit problems in life, people criticize you, they blame, they complain, that, you know, a lot of things happen in life. You have no less value. Your value is still intact. So, and this is the same exact lesson we gave to Bergen Catholic the week before they went for their state championship. So they had, I think, four wrestlers in that room, maybe five, that were looking to repeat. They won the state championship the last year. The team were state champions, so they had tremendous pressure going into the states. And this is the lesson we gave them, that wrestling needs to be icing on the cake. Wrestling cannot be the cake. Think about that. That's very important. All of our goals, anything we're trying to accomplish, it's great. You want to accomplish great things, right? We said before, if you're going to think anyway, you might as well think big. But our goals are icing on the cake. It's not the cake itself. The cake is what we just spoke about, your faith, your values, your morals, who you are as a person. And when you know that, losing doesn't become as scary. Failing, making mistakes is not as scary because you know who you are. So important. So that comes before. A lot of people think, well, I'll find out who I am once I become successful. Wrong. You find out who you are first, and then you're more likely to be successful. That's the way it works. We do things backwards. So we have to stop looking at our friends and even some of our family, and we have to start looking at the best people in the world, the happiest people, the holiest people, the richest people, the best athletes. How do they think? And most of them, they know who they are, and they know what they believe. We're talking about the people at the very top, and that's really where it goes from there. So if we don't have that down, forget about mental toughness. I could give you – there's four other worksheets on mental toughness that we give our wrestlers, and it's great. It'll help you build the mental toughness. But honestly, if you don't have this lesson down, this intrinsic value, knowing who you are, knowing your beliefs and your values, it's just kind of a Band-Aid. Everything else becomes a Band-Aid. If you know who you are, then you could win or lose, and it's great. But it doesn't make or break you. We put more pressure on ourselves. We compete worse. Our performance is worse when we don't know who we are because we're so scared of losing. We're so scared of making mistakes or getting criticized by other people. You look at the greatest warriors of all time again, the Spartans, the Samurai, the Aztecs, the Vikings, the U.S. military, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, all that, the early martyrs who died for their faith. What do they have in common? They know what they believe. They're willing to die. So you got to know who you are. If you have that, you're going to be a very tough person to beat because you're not attaching your entire identity to your success or failure. And I'm going to say that again. You're not attaching your entire identity on your success or failure. Common mistake people make. I made that mistake a lot. If I win, I'm great. If I lose, I stink. If I do well on this test, I'm a great person. If I do poorly, I'm not a good person. If I get into this school, if I get this job, if I make X amount of dollars, I'm a great person. If not, I stink. I'm a schmuck. Wrong. Your identity is secure. Just like that dollar bill that's on the ground, even if it's all crumbled up and dirty, at the end of the day, it's still worth $20 no matter what happened to it. How much more valuable are you than the $20 bill? But you got to know your worth. It starts with knowing your worth. That is the lesson of the night, the soup of the day. So now we're going to open up the lines for any questions from any of our callers. Anyone on Facebook Live, anyone on our conference call down here, I have the phone on my lap. Any questions that I could help you with tonight? We have another, so it's 9:16 right now, Eastern Time. At 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to start our spiritual strength call. But we have a little bit of time for questions. Anyone who has a question on our conference line, if you could please press star 1. If you press star 1, that will unmute your line, and you will be able to speak to me. But we thank everyone for calling. And again, make sure you do these worksheets. Sign up on WrestlingMindset.com for your free trial session, and that's where the real magic happens, because that's when you're doing the mindset training. This is an intro. It's great, but it's just listening to me. You're not training your mind while we're on this call. It's doing the mindset workouts, doing the mindset exercises, just like lifting weights, just like running, just like practicing your moves. You have to be actively engaged in the material. Just sitting back, it does very little. I don't know if you know this, but just listening to a lecture, you're only going to remember 5% of what you hear. 5% of what you hear, you're going to remember. That's bad. That's down there in the toilet. So we have to be actively involved in the materials. Okay, David Wolf Jr., what you do, something at practice or something you do embarrasses you? What do you do so you don't feel embarrassed? Great question, David. So what do we do so we don't feel embarrassed? It's going to happen. We're going to make mistakes. I think you plan for this. We're going to get laughed at. There's no one who's starting a new skill or someone who's trying to get better at something that doesn't make mistakes. Think about it. When you first tried to ride a bike, you fell. When you first tried to walk, you fell. But the difference is, as a kid, you're not thinking about getting laughed at. You're not thinking about, what do people think about me? As a kid, you're just trying to walk. Or as a kid, you're just trying to ride the bike. But as we get older, we start to think a little bit more about what other people are thinking about us. So here's the thing. We're going to make mistakes. You're going to lose. You're going to look foolish sometimes. But that's the price you pay. That's part of the price you pay to be successful. That's part of the price you pay to live a good life. You know, people are going to, and even living as a good person, if you have good morals, if you have good faith, people are going to laugh at you. People are going to make fun of you. People are going to call you names. You're going to be persecuted for doing the right thing and for speaking about maybe your faith or your beliefs in God, whatever it may be. So it's going to happen. So just understand that. And knowing who you are as a person will help you be less embarrassed. I'm not saying it's never going to be embarrassing. Nobody likes to make mistakes. No one likes to lose. But remember this. Winners lose more than losers do overall. Winners lose more than losers do, okay? And that's just because winners, they make a lot more attempts. Winners go after it a lot more. So the champions, the high-level people, let's look at Michael Jordan, cut from his freshman basketball team. He lost over 500 games in his career. I think it was 23 times he had the game-winning shot, and he missed, okay? And what's his quote? I failed over and over again, and that's why I succeed. So he failed a lot. Google, after this call, you should all Google Abraham Lincoln's successes and failures. Abraham Lincoln's successes and failures. He lost like 6 elections before he became president. Most people, they lose once, they feel embarrassed, they stop. I'm sure that Abraham Lincoln was embarrassed when he lost some of the times. But he kept going, and eventually he was named the 16th president. He was voted the 16th president. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, failed out of Columbia Law School, became president. Failure is not final. Failure is feedback. Remember that. Failure is not final. Failure is feedback. Reggie Jackson, baseball Hall of Famer. He had over 500 home runs. He had close to 600 home runs in his career. He hit 3 home runs in 1 World Series game, Reggie Jackson. They call him Mr. October. He struck out more times than any baseball player in history. A Hall of Famer struck out more times than any player in baseball history. Babe Ruth, he had more home runs than every team in the American League the year he hit 60 in 1927. I think he also had some of the highest strikeouts at his time. And they asked Babe Ruth, they said, what do you think after you strike out? He said, I think of hitting home runs. So he's not just focused on the failures. Babe Ruth struck out a lot. Reggie Jackson struck out a lot. Pete Rose is another baseball great. He got more hits than any baseball player in history. He also made the most outs. Cy Young in baseball. I know a lot of old baseball history, so that's why you're getting these lessons. What's the MVP for pitchers called? The Cy Young Award. The Cy Young Award is the MVP for pitchers. And why? Baseball Hall of Famer, he had more wins than anyone ever had. 511 wins. That record probably will not be broken ever because they don't play that many games. The pitchers don't pitch as much as they used to. 511 wins. You know who had the most losses of all time? Cy Young. 311 or 315, something like that. He had over 300 losses. So think about this. The pitcher who lost more games than anyone has the MVP named after him. And if you study biographies, this is why it's important. If you want to be successful, you should either watch one biography a month, read one biography a month, study the best people. Always go to the top. Most people around you are going to be average. Thank you all for the love. I appreciate it. Most people around you are going to be average. So if you just focus on your friends and even your family, you're probably going to fall into that cluster in the middle of that bell curve, the average. If you want to be great, you have to study the best people. How do the best wrestlers think? How do the best athletes think? How do the richest people in the world think? How do the holiest people in the world think? You study the best. Study the top people. And if you watch biographies, you see people had it hard. People didn't have it as easy as you think. And we have this mistake inside us. If we see someone very successful, we just think of the gifted birth. Man, they were born an unusually gifted person who had all the talent and all the breaks. Read some biographies, and you're going to start changing your mind on that. Watch some YouTube biographies. Watch Netflix. Watch these highly successful people. They hit roadblocks. They hit adversity. They failed before. And it's because we failed that we're able to succeed. Now, what is it? Batman Begins, when Bruce Wayne falls as a kid. He fell on the ground. He started crying. And what did his dad say to him? Why do we fall? So we can learn how to pick ourselves up again. And I know, you know, cheesy movie quote, but the point is it's so true. The best people fail a lot. So back to the question. I know I'm going off on a tangent here in all different directions, but we can't avoid being embarrassed. You're always going to look silly and foolish when you try something new. You're going to make mistakes and you can't help it. People are going to laugh at you. So just be ready for it. It's okay. But going back to the lesson of the day, you need to know who you are. You need to know that inner self. What is your personal faith? Your values, your beliefs, what are your non-negotiables? That's more important to you than success and failure. We say the predator and prey mindset. Predator animals, lions, tigers, bears, oh my, their eyes are located on the front of their head so they could focus on their objectives. Prey animals, squirrels, chipmunks, rabbits, where are their eyes located? On the side of their head. Why? They're focused on what's going on around them. Eyes on the front like to hunt. Eyes on the side like to hide. So if you want to be successful, you got to think like a predator. In wrestling, in school, in life, in your career, in your relationships, you can't keep looking over your shoulder. What's going on in that relationship? What's going on with my friends? Am I living up to their expectations? No, we can't have that. We can't have that. We have to focus on the things that are directly in our control. The things in your control, three basic things: your effort, your attitude and your aggressiveness, your effort, your attitude and aggressiveness. You're faced with a choice in your life. At every moment, am I going to go all out or am I going to hold back? That's a choice. That's directly under your control. Are you going to think positive or negative? Directly under your control. Are you going to go after what you want or are you going to hold back? That's in your control. Your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. What other people say about you is prey mindset. It has nothing to do with our objective. Even winning and losing, making mistakes, that if you're focused on that, that's prey mindset because it has nothing to do with your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. Keep things simple. We tend to overthink. We make things way more complicated than they actually are. Your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. Think like a predator. And again, this is all an introduction. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, sign up for your free trial session, and we'll take you through these red flags. We'll get you hooked up with a one-on-one mindset coach. All of our coaches are former college-level wrestlers. They're high-level athletically, academically. They're quality people. They'll help you get to your goals. Success leaves clues. There are no great athletes that aren't very mentally tough. There's many great athletes who aren't physically, that aren't very physically strong, but no great wrestlers, no great athletes, no successful people aren't mentally strong. You have to be mentally strong. You have to be mentally tough. That's just it. We're saying the sport is 90% mental, but we're training 90% physical. We're going to help you bridge that gap. So we're happy to help you do that. I thank you, everyone, for your great feedback. David, I hope that helps. That's an introduction. Make sure you do that free trial session with us, and that goes for everyone on this call. We're really happy to help you. And if you like what you're hearing, make sure you tell your family, your friends, your coaches, your teammates. Make sure you stick with us. In a little bit over a half hour, we're going to be doing our Spiritual Strength Conference call. This is week 5 of Taking Action, so you're not going to want to miss this. In a half hour, same exact number, same exact time as every week, 10 o'clock. And have a great night. Keep it going. Train hard. Train smart. Stop thinking like your friends. Look at the best people in the world, the best wrestlers, the best athletes, the happiest people, the holiest people, the richest people. If you think like average people, you look at your friends, you're going to fall into the middle. If you want to be great, you have to study the best. There's no secrets out there. Make sure you stay with us, Wrestling Mindset. We're happy to help you. Let's close it down with our Eye of the Tiger. And there it is. Thank you all for the love. We really appreciate that. Man, a lot of information tonight. We have a lot of great topics. Spiritual Strength coming up soon. Stay with us, Wrestling Mindset. Gene Zanetti, your coast to coast mindset coach. Have a good night, everyone. See you in half hour. Thank you all for calling. Make sure you call back again in a little bit over a half hour, and we'll be doing our Spiritual Strength Conference call. Talk to you all soon.